Gary, another very successful couple of days for you in Donegal.
Yeah, it's been good as usual. It's last minute of us. The deal was only done on Thursday, so thanks to Kenny McKenzie, he's only to bring down this car and let's use it. So yeah, it's good. It's a good result. It's good to get all three rallies in one year.
Yeah, that car's a wee bit under par compared to the rest. So you really had to go at the metal in most of the stages today.
Yeah, it's only an S10. The rest is 11-12s, and but I suppose it probably handled better. In Donegal, people said we had the 14 with the most powerful car, but it was a bad handling car, so it's good to come here now in a less powerful car, but probably a better handling car than the 14, and to win this one and to make it three in a row is fantastic. I'm going to retire.
And when it was raining this morning, we all thought, right, this is advantage Gary Jennings.
Yeah, it evened the power out more. You know, we could we just evened us all out, and we had a real go at it, so it was good to get the advantage, you know. So I don't know what we won by, but we had a good lead. But hey, fair play to the boys and Donna Kelly, where he's going. They were definitely putting it to us.
Yeah. And Neil putting on another super job today again.
Yeah, we're just chatting. Neil's sat me in four rallies now, and it's four overall wins, you know. So, four fantastic result. But to get three harvests in a row, and to get the forestry, the international, now the harvest, I think it's enough's enough, maybe.
Well, Neil, we're here at the end of the stage. Another fantastic result for you and Gary. You've got another harvest one there.
It's a brilliant result for me and Gary now. It's the treble for Gary, and it's the second one for me in Donegal. So it's been great, you know, and it's been a great race here all day. Declan Boyle and Donna Kelly, they give us a good race, you know, and it's great to see Donegal, such good competition between Donegal men here, you know. So it's been a good day all round, you know.
There's something about Gary Jennings in Donegal, isn't there?
I think he wants to claim himself to be a Donegal man, but I think we'll take him, and he's doing the county good.
Gary, obviously the driver, but there's a crucial cog in the machine as well, and that's the navigator, and you've got a big performance to put on as well, Neil, and you've done it today again.
It's great now. That's four overall wins with me and Gary here now as a team, and it's been good, you know. We seem to work well together, and you know, I enjoy it, and enjoy it as a sport, and enjoy the competition, you know. So it's good. So unfortunately now we'll have to wait till next year.
Declan, second in the Harvest Rally. Pleased with that result?
Pleased with this result, Shirley Hill. After 10 or 11 WRCs starting it, I was thinking this morning, you know, if we finish in the top five at all, it'd be great. Yeah. But the first stage in, we were the quickest overall. And the second and the third stage with the suspension, it was a bit, you know, hard work with the suspension because she was bottoming out the car on the second and the third stage. But then Gary's a hard man to beat, but it's great to be that close to him.
Yeah,
mighty.
Because you're learning this car all the time. You only acquired it a couple of months ago.
This is just the third rally, and we're learning every day. And I would say, you know, if we get another four or five rallies over, so we should, hopefully we mightn't be too far away then.
Declan Gallagher, a driver of the two-wheel drive Toyota Starlet. A fantastic week, Gary. You put up some fantastic stage times today, and a top 10 finish. This has been a good day for you.
Aye, it has been a good day now. Everything went according to plan, you know. We had a good solid run on the first loop, you know, and kept a steady then, second loop and third loop, you know. So we're happy, we enjoyed it. The boys run a wild good rally there, you know. They put in a wild lot of effort into it, and thanks be to God it went well for them, and everybody had a safe rally.
You kept all these Mark II guys at bay, so obviously these slippy conditions certainly suited you today.
Aye, I'd say they did all right, you know, but it's probably down to a lot of the tyres and that too, you know, and it just would have a wee bit less power probably than the 2.4 boys, but it just that's where you'd benefit, you know, on the wider roads, you know. But we enjoyed it, like, yeah. Good crack.
Martin, winner of the Group N category here on the Harvest Rally. It's been another good day for you in your home stages.
Yeah, it was a good day. It was wet, and we seemed to go well in the wet. It was a good day, and we enjoyed it. And Damien done a good job on the notes, and I'd just like to thank Bent and Kelly from Kelly's Toyota just for sponsors for the rally. And if it wasn't for Bent, we probably wouldn't end up doing the rally. So it was thanks to him, and we had a good day and we enjoyed it.
That's another good performance in Group N. This Group N machinery is sitting you this year, isn't it?
I don't know. Maybe it's just lucky, but unfortunately, young Josh Moffat had baller today, and he dropped out, and also Young Maguire didn't finish as well, so you know, maybe if them guys had been there, it could have been a different story. So, but we'll take it on when it's going.
Well, Brian, we're here at the end of stage 9. It's turned out to be a fantastic year for you, national champion. That has a nice ring about it.
Oh, it does. I'm absolutely delighted. To be fair, it hasn't sunk in yet. It's starting. I can feel the emotion starting to come. But for now, no, absolutely delighted. In fairness, it's been a brilliant year. We've had great crack, and as I said at the start, the lads, whether any one of the three of us won, we've all had great crack, and I don't think anyone would begrudge the other winner. You know, and delighted, in fairness. I'm delighted for John, my dad, and Ken McKinstry Motorsport. They ran a brilliant car all year, and in fairness, I think we had one mechanical difficulty, and I think, to be fair, I probably caused that myself. So, no, the car has been brilliant, and I'm absolutely over the moon.